Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through.
Good evening.
All right, this is Angela. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
It is good. It's just you and I so far.
Oh, okay.
Good evening. We have Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, and Loretta?
And Hubert, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, so far we have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Deb, Loretta, and Hubert, and myself. So Loretta, I'm going to go ahead and start reading.
Yes, just give me 1 minute, 1 second, a couple of seconds. Hold on. Okay, I am coming out of Leviticus 6, and we're speaking on the offering by the poor people. 6:14 is where I would pick up at. And these are the regulation concerning the grains offering. Aaron's son shall stand in front of the altar to offer it before the Lord. The priest shall then take out a handful of the finely ground flour with the olive oil and in the incense, mix it into, and burn it upon the altar as a representation portion for the Lord. And it will be received with pleasure by the Lord. After taking out this handful, the remaining of the flour will belong to Aaron and his son for their food. It shall be eaten without yeast in the courtyard of the tabernacles. Stress these instructions that if it is baked, it must be without yeast. I have given to the priest this part of the burnt offering made to me. However, all of it is most holy. Just as is the entire sin offering and the entire gift offering. It may be eaten by any male descendants of Aaron, any priest, generation after generation, but only the priest may eat these offerings made by the fire to the Lord. And Jehovah said to Moses, on the day Aaron and his sons are anointed and inducted into the priesthood, they shall bring to the Lord a regular grain offering, a tenth of a bushel of fine flour, half of it to be offered in the morning and the other half in the evening. It shall be cooked on a griddle using olive oil and should be well cooked, then brought to the Lord as an offering that pleases him very much. As the sons of the priests replace their father, they shall be inducted into office by offering the same sacrifice on the day of their anointing. This is a perpetual law. These offerings shall be entirely burned up before the Lord. None of it shall be eaten. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons that these are the instructions concerning the sin offering. This sacrifice is most holy and shall be killed before the Lord at the place where the burnt offerings are killed. The priest shall perform the ceremony, shall eat it in the courtyard of the tabernacle. Only those who are sanctified, the priests, may touch the meat. If any blood sprinkles onto their clothing, it must be washed in a holy place. Then the clay pot in which the clothing is boiled shall be broken. Or if it's a bronze kettle, it shall be scoured out and rinsed out thoroughly. Every male among the priests may eat of this offering, but only they, for it is most holy. No sin offering may be eaten by the priest if any of his blood is taken into the tabernacle to make atonement in the holy place. That carcass must be entirely burned with fire before the Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. We didn't have any new callers. So do we want to go ahead with the program?
Okay. Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, Angela will come to us with that.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. We give you honor and glory. We ask that you come and bring the message we need to hear today. Help us to be present as usual. It is a privilege to be on God's side. Let us know Jesus, he has everything we need. Let's put all our hope and trust in God. Give glory to God. Amen.
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 We had another caller join. Auntie Doc?
Yes.
You also?
Right.
Do you want to leave the call or you want me to?
I can lead the call, but I don't have access to any of the program, okay? So if anyone join in,
okay,
you have to just interrupt me.
Okay. No,
okay, you want to do one more roll call for me?
Sure. We have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, yourself, Hubert, and me.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with our program. I will start with Auntie Betty.
Okay, I'm coming out of the book of Proverbs, the purpose of Proverbs. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. The purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insight of the wise. The purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. These proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. Let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance. By exploring the meaning of these proverbs and parables, the word of the wise and their riddles. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but truth inspires wisdom and discipline. my child, this is when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instructions. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a change of honor around your neck. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You said we had a couple of new callers. We have Monica.
I'm sorry, Monica? Who did you say? Angela, I can't hear you clearly.
I know, this is the background noise. Mom, Aunt T. Janet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You said Auntie Janet?
I'm dead. Yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Proverbs. Okay, I will go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. All right. Hubert. Come back to you later. Okay. All right. Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading the upper room when we are overwhelmed. Isaiah 43:2. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed, but too much change is a short amount of time, or too many projects are done, or too many conflicts unsolved. I found that when I get truly overwhelmed, I can get to the point of not doing much at anything because I'm unable to do anything. In a church I was pastor many years ago, I felt that way. A good friend noticed, took me aside and said, this parish didn't get this way in a month or a year. You can't do everything, especially right away. Do what you can and give the rest a nod and a prayer. At first, I thought perhaps this advice did not take the situation serious, but the more I thought of it, the better I understood. A nod and a prayer was an fitted advice for overwhelming situation. A nod indicates that we see the problem. We are not turning a blind eye to it or ignoring it. That problem would just have to wait its turn. A prayer say that for the moment we are leaving in the hand of the Lord. Perhaps God had another servant equipment and better prepared for the challenge. With a nod and a prayer, we allow ourselves to ask the Lord call to do the work that he set before us. Dear God, thank you for helping us when we feel overwhelmed. Help us to remember that not every task is ours alone to complete. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see. Hubert, you ready now? Okay, Hubert, going to come to us. Okay. All right.
Okay, I'll be reading to you from St. Luke, or 23rd verse. Then he said to them all, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whosoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet loses or forfeit his very self? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory, in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in the sight of. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Let's see here. Auntie Janet, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Jude, the half-brother of Jesus. But verse 17, but beloved, remember you the word which was spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who shall walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some, have compassion, making a difference, and others, say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and evermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. Mom, you say you're just going to be a listener tonight?
Loretta.
Yes.
She's having a little situation with Brother
Daddy.
Denzel.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see here. Angela. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, made it. His hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. As at Meribah, as on the day at Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test, put me to proof, though they seen my work for 40 years, I loathed that and said, they are a people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Therefore, I swore in my wrath, thou shalt not enter my rest. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. And that will take us right into our second shut-in. And basically, this is a special prayer for Daddy Verner. And for all our sick and shut-in, mainly focusing on Daddy Verner. May everyone bow their head, please.
Loretta.
Uh-huh.
Sister Shirley Mother passed yesterday, so pray for that family.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. Sister Shirley Mother. Okay. Father God, Dad is back home now, and we ask that you revive him, for we know that you are in control. Heavenly Father, we're asking for a miracle. We're asking that you give us a few more years with him, for it is your will. For he is caring, he is loving, and he's sometimes funny with his jokes. I have to add that he represents his name very well. Gentle. He is gentle and very well known and liked. Father God, we ask that you massage his heart. Allow his organs and his cells and his respiratory system to come alive. Father God, we thank you right now for all that you will do for all of our sick and shut-ins. Heavenly Father, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing in Jesus Christ's holy name. Sweet Spirit, Holy Spirit, Mighty Spirit, Healing Spirit, take over this place, take over this place, Sweet Spirit.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Holy Spirit, Mighty Spirit, Healing Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. And a special prayer goes out to Sister Shirley and her family. May God continue to bless them all in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor our birthdays, and this is for the week of the 21st through the 27th. And we have Daddy Vern a birthday today. He's celebrating a birthday today. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, I have a birthday coming up on the 24th, which would be Wednesday. Any other birthdays, Angela? Amen.
I said birthday on the 25th.
Who?
Your Uncle Willie.
Uncle Willie, okay.
Yes.
Amen.
Looks like we have a Nakia Jackson on the 26th.
Nakia Jackson?
Well, it looks like. I can't believe it.
You said the
26th. And also Kevin Avery on the 26th.
You're breaking up, Angela.
Okay. Kevin Avery and Nakia Jackson on the 26th.
Kevin Avery's deceased.
Yeah, he passed away earlier.
Oh, okay, that's the one. Okay. All right, let me check them out. So it would have been his birthday this week.
Okay, let's see. We have several birthdays to honor for this week of the 21st through the 27th. And Hubert will come to us with the birthday song. Amen.
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 Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen, amen.
And
many,
amen.
Many more.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Many, many more. Thank you for that song, Hubert, and we will move to the part of our program where you share what's on your heart, praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or more scriptures from the Bible. So I will go down the list, and you can share or you can pass. And I will start with Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read from Joel Osteen, I Declare.
Yeah.
Day 29. I declare God is working all things together for my good. Mm. He had a master plan for my life. There may be things I don't understand right now, but I'm not worried. I know all the people out here yet. One day it will all come together and everything will make sense. I will see God's amazing plan taking me places I never dreamed of. This is my declare. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Joel Osteen, Auntie Dot. Next, I'll go to Auntie Carrie. Do you have a praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight? Okay. Amen.
Yes, I will read from Bethel Bible Prayer. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord.
The Lord's Prayer.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. And that would move me to Hubert. Any praise report testimony? Okay, all right.
I'll be reading a couple of scriptures out of Romans, and I will sing a song at the end.
Amen.
For all the ones that spent the Mr. Vernon album that happened his birthday today.
Amen.
Amen.
For you did not receive a spirit that make you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. When is thy coming home? We are more than conquerors, and when we know that in all things work good, works for the good of those who love him, who and the only of the remnant, the one who love him, have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? I went to the valley to pray. Felt so good that I stayed all day. Because I have God in my life. And there's nothing more that I need. I stepped in the water. The water was cold.
Hallelujah.
It chilled my body, but not my soul. Because I have God in my life. And there's nothing more that I need.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Boy, do I need
Amen. You. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Romans, and that beautiful song. Amen. Amen. Okay. Auntie Janet, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay, first of all, I would like to share the fact that Kayla will be going back to school Monday. And she's requesting our prayers.
Amen.
Amen.
A new place and a new school.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. I would like to share, this is a song, but I would like to read it as a poem.
Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Just take it to the Lord in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen.
What a friend. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. Angela? Any testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I will sing a poem.
Amen.
Hello.
My God is awesome. He can move mountains. He may hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Friends where I'm weak. Wherever He will reign. My God is awesome. He can move mountains.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
My God is awesome. When I'm broken, rest where I am weak, wherever He will reign. My God is awesome. My God is awesome.
Hasn't He been good to all of us?
Awesome. My God is awesome, Savior of the world, giver of the faith, His life I live. My God is awesome, yea, I am forgiven, grace is why I'm living, praise His holy name. My God is awesome. He's mighty, awesome. He's holy, and he's holy from awesome. He's great. Awesome. He's mighty.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Angela. Our God is awesome. He is awesome.
Amen.
Okay, Auntie Beth?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 119, starting at verse 1 through 8. But before I read, I want to tell you, I went to visit my sister and my brother, May, and Brother Gentle, he's very sick, so we need to pray. But he still has that beautiful smile.
Amen.
And he was smoking when we was there. But I talked to Mace, and since I got home, he had another episode, so we just continue to pray for him, okay?
Amen. Yes. Amen.
The joyful are people of integrity who follow the instruction of the Lord. Joy is his law, and search for him with all their heart. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his path. You have charged us to keep your commandment carefully. Oh, that my action would consist, reflect your decree. Then I will not be ashamed when I compare my life with your command. As I learn your righteous regulation, I will thank you by living as I should. I will obey your decree. Please don't give up on me. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. And let's see here. I have a reading from Joel Osteen. And it says, praise him for the victory. God has commanded victory to be yours. And when God commands something, it's going to happen. When God commanded light to come, light came. And light is still coming. God has commanded that we live in victory. That means no matter what you're going through, no matter how dark it looks, you can be encouraged that the darkness has to give way to light. Defeat has to give way to victory, but in order to open that door to victory, we must continually do what the psalmist did and constantly praise his name. Don't go around talking about your problems. Go around talking about your God. Don't go around speaking words of defeat and failure. Speak words of faith and victory. Quit worrying and start worshiping. Start praising and thanking God, and expect things to change in your favor. God will take you places that you never even dreamed of, and you'll start experiencing the victory that he has commanded to be yours. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. We have reached a part of our program where we do the closing prayer. But I also would like to add that Mom's sister died, and Wileen and their husband visited her earlier this week. Am I correct?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 What a support system there is, I tell you.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. And we thank you all for being there for us. Now, Angela will come to us with the closing prayer. Amen.
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 God, Lord, you are God, and we exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. God is love. He is always with us and will give us the strength we need to do all that he has planned for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the closing prayer, Angela. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, is there anything anyone would like to share before I do the close, the conclusion? Amen, amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. For you say no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we are trusting and believing in your words. Father God, we ask that you bless the members that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. And may you continue to bless America and other nations. Father God, we pray for world peace and joy. May everyone have a blessed week. Jesus loves you, and so do we. Good night, everyone. Happy birthday, Daddy.
Good night,
everyone.
Love you all.
Love you.
Love you.